In our gospel passage today, Jesus says, "For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike." One of the properties of being childlike is trust, and another is humility, recognizing that we are not the ones in charge, but there are superiors to us. I can remember that when I was a little child, I had a lot less worries, a lot less anxiety, because I knew my parents would take care of me. I wasn't concerned about what I would eat or what I would wear. All of that would be provided. Well, the Lord invites us to have that same kind of humility, that same kind of trust, to be childlike, to submit ourselves to Him and to trust that He will provide for all of us. Not trying to make sure that we get everything done and do everything ourselves. I mean, yes, we should do what is reasonable, but we should also entrust to God everything that's going on in our lives. And the Blessed Virgin Mary is perhaps the greatest example of this. She was a very humble person, as we've already mentioned. And in her humility, she didn't understand really what God's plan was necessarily, because it seems as though she had taken a vow of virginity, and yet she was going to be married to Joseph. So it's like, how can that work? How can that happen? How will this work out? And it would seem that Mary, trusting in God, allowed herself, even though she had this desire to be a perpetual virgin, to be totally God's, not only in soul, but also in body, to be married to Joseph. Trusting that Joseph, by the grace of God, would honor this desire that she had. But then the angel Gabriel appears and says to her that she's going to have a son. Okay, that's going to be a challenge. Okay, now she's married to Joseph, but there's this whole virginity thing about giving herself to God, keeping herself for God. So when the angel Gabriel tells her this, she says, "How can this be? For I do not know man." It's like, well, you're married, so the natural way would be pretty clear, pretty obvious. Mary would know how that works. But the fact that she protested, it points to the reality of this desire she had. It's perhaps a vow that she had made to be not only completely in her soul, but also in her body, totally God's. And yet she trusted. Gabriel explains, "Oh, the Holy Spirit is going to come and overshadow you." And so she submits. In her humility, she submits to God and says, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." So here's all of these confusing things that God is at work doing for her. And yet she just humbles herself and accepts what God has planned for her. Now that's a very hard thing for all of us to do. And yet, that's the example that we are given. This childlike humility, this childlike trust. St. Thérèse of Lisieux also had a childlike humility and a childlike trust, following God according to what she believed God was calling her to. And she had a desire to grow in humility. And one of the ways that God allowed this to happen was that one of the fellow sisters in her community was just very annoying to her. Like every time she saw this sister, it was very agitating to her. And she recognized this response within herself and how uncharitable, how unloving that was. And so she would humble herself and try to respond to that by pouring out more love, more grace towards this fellow sister who was so annoying and difficult for her to be around. She would go out of her way to serve this other sister. She would always have a huge smile on her face, even though many times, especially at the beginning, she might have been cringing on the inside to be in the presence of such an annoying and difficult person. But after a very long period of time, this other person, she was just overjoyed whenever she saw St. Thérèse of Lisieux, because St. Thérèse of Lisieux had such a huge smile on her face whenever they saw each other. And whenever they were around each other, St. Thérèse was always putting this other sister first. She had no idea of the turmoil, the struggle that was going on within the heart of St. Thérèse. And one day, this other sister asks her, "So what is it about me that attracts you so much? You're always smiling when I'm in your presence." And so St. Thérèse responds that it's Jesus Christ within her. That's what attracts her. And that's an example for all of us. If Jesus, being God, is our ultimate goal, we want to be with him forever, then we need to be able to see him in others. Be able to look beyond whatever irritating or difficult or annoying things there may be about other people and see Christ within that person and love Christ within that person and to will what is truly good for that person out of love for Christ. And so St. Thérèse of Lisieux is also an excellent example for us of humility and childlike trust. So let us take a moment now to think about in what ways each one of us can grow in the virtue of humility. And let us consider that as we prepare ourselves to encounter Jesus Christ, who humbles himself to be with us in the most holy Eucharist.